Books on Tape presents Kissing Christmas Goodbye by M.C. Beaton, read by Donata Peters. Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin was bored. Her detective agency in the English Cotswolds was thriving, but the cases were all small, niggling and unexciting, and yet took a great deal of time to solve. She sometimes felt if she had to deal with another missing cat or dog, she would scream. Dreams and fantasies, that cushion she usually had against the realities of life, had, to her astonished mind, disappeared entirely. She had dreamed so long about her neighbour and ex-husband James Lacey that she would not accept the fact that she did not love him any more. She thought of him angrily as some sort of drug that had ceased to work. So although it was only early October, she tried to fill her mind with thoughts of Christmas. Unlike quite a number of people, Agatha had not given up on Christmas. To have the perfect Christmas had been a childhood dream while surviving a rough upbringing in a Birmingham slum. Holly berries glistened, snow fell gently outside, and inside all was Dickensian jollity. And in her dreams, James Lacey kissed her under the mistletoe, and like a middle-aged sleeping beauty, she would awake to passion once more. Her friend, the vicar's wife, Mrs. Bloxby, had once pointed out that Christmas was to celebrate the birth of Christ, but Agatha's mind shied away from that. To her, Christmas was more Hollywood than church. Christmas advertisements were already appearing on television, and supermarket aisles were laden with Christmas crackers, mince pies and puddings. But something happened one crisp morning early in the month to take her mind off Christmas. She was sitting in her office in Merchester, going...